It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
And good evening. We're in Dent County tonight as the Bears travel up to Salem to take on the Blue Tigers tonight. I'm Marty Spence along with Katie Spence. Larry is on assignment, but he will be back on Friday night, so you can wait with bated breath on the return of Larry Spence to your radio. In the meantime, Katie and I will have this one, and it'll be a big test, honestly, for the Bears after such a big week last week. And Katie, it's hard to duplicate a week where you've got two tremendous games like last week against Liberty and Sayre. The Bears lost an absolute heartbreaker a week ago tonight to the Liberty Eagles, and then thankfully they were able to rebound and play a really strong game against the Sayre Bobcats. And while it got a little dicey down the stretch, they were able to close it out.
Yeah, it was a great game. Yeah, I was really glad I was able to help call that.
Yeah, Papa missed a couple of good ones last week, and the Bears needed to have that one on Friday, and they got it, and now really not a lot of time to celebrate because you've got a couple of big road tests this week. You've got the Salem Tigers tonight and then the Ava Bears on Friday, who the Bears just lost to a couple of weeks ago, and that win against Sayre really keeps the SCA in play for the Bears. Liberty is still undefeated, and you know Sayre is probably going to win the majority of their games down the stretch. The Bears want to be a part of that conversation, and Katie, I think people are maybe sleeping on the Salem Tigers a little bit. This is a team that's 14-7. They're 3-0 in the conference. They've got a kid that just got a game ball for having scored over 1,000 points. So this is a Salem team the Bears have beaten for the last several, but every time we see the Tigers, we think, man, they've got a lot of athletes, and they could really beat some people. And I think this year they've got Coach Patterson, and they seem to have figured some things out. And this is a team that, you know, they're undefeated in the conference, and nobody's talking about the Salem Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, we want to keep the momentum that we've had in the past two games going into this one. We don't want to let up on that gas now because we want to make sure that we are still in the conversation after this week.
Coach Wilson was always big on talking about, you know, those mid-season games. Sometimes those don't really matter. You want to be peaking at the end of the year as you get into district time. Well, we've got 2 weeks till district. The Bears with a big win on Friday, and like Katie's talking about, you want to carry that momentum and keep building to where you are peaking when it comes time for the district tournament. District seedings, who knows how that's going to end up. Liberty and Sayre, the Willow, Liberty and Sayre, probably the top three seeds in that district. Liberty and Sayre won't play each other until the last game of the regular season. Well, seedings have to be in before then. So it looks like Liberty probably will get that number one seed, and then you've got Willow and Sayre at 2 and 3, but that's still a week away.
That's speculation.
Absolutely, and all that to say, all of these games matter, and the Bears with a couple of big road games this week. Salem, last year, lost at Willow, 71-58 was the final. But like we've said, they have really kind of turned things around here. They've always got some height in Salem, and they've got some kids that can shoot the ball. They've had wins over Licking twice. They beat Alton, Ava, and then Houston and Kabul in the SCA. So they've gathered up those three SCA wins. Their losses are to some good teams, Norwood, West Plains, who's very good, and they've lost to St. James three times.
Oh.
And I don't know anything about St. James, but obviously Salem does not want to see St. James anymore.
No.
They might be in the same district. And for the Bears, even though they had that big win on Friday, they've still lost five of their last seven. They've lost some heartbreakers. Two of those games were in overtime. So if you're Willow, you want to focus on getting the lead and then closing out the game. And even though that was a good win on Friday, you felt like the Bears could have closed it a little bit sooner,
right? Yeah, that would have been nice. cause a little less stress for us.
Lady Bears are not in action until Thursday this week. Kind of an odd one-game week for the Lady Bears. They will play Thursday at home against Alton, so we definitely encourage you to come to Mumford Gym and watch Coach Cox and the Lady Bears Thursday versus Alton. Alton is 10-7 on the season. Lady Bears now 16-5, 4-1 in the conference. They'll finish up their conference season next week. And don't forget about Gentleman Gyms. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gyms is our sideline sponsor for Willow Springs Bears basketball. Important game tonight against the Salem Tigers, obviously, and then looking down the road a little bit, the Bears have three more conference games left after tonight. They'll be at Ava on Friday, and again, it's tough to come to Salem and get a win. It's tough to go to Ava and get a win, and that'll be the third time those two teams have played. They've split on neutral sites, and now Friday will be in Ava. Next week, Bears have home games on Tuesday and Friday against Mountain Grove, and then Friday will be senior night against the Cabool Bulldogs, and then it's time to turn the page and get ready for district basketball season quickly coming to a close. We will take time away for the national anthem and come back with your starting lineup and play-by-play in 2 minutes. 2 minute time away and back for the starting lineups. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Salem, ready for our starting lineup tonight. First, for the visiting Willow Springs Bears in their road maroons with the white trim, they will start number one, senior Colby James. Number two, sophomore Caden Lee. Number three is junior Brady James. Number 14, junior Grady Frigga. And number 15 is junior Brody Thompson. Head coach of the Willow Springs Bears is Justin Forrest, assisted by James Lee, who is out with an injury, but Coach Gastineau is helping out on the bench tonight. For the Salem Tigers, wearing their home white with the blue trim, this could be a little bit of a different starting lineup for the Tigers because of senior night, but they will start a junior first, number 22, 6-foot junior Tyson Connors. Number 35, the 6'5 sophomore Eli Wofford. Tigers always have a Wofford. They've been doing this for a long time. There's always a Wofford in the lineup. Number 34 is 6'2 senior Gavin Sapaw. Number 3 is 6'6 senior Lincoln Thomas. And number 23, is 5'11 senior Braden Gapsch. Thomas, Connors, Gapsch, St. Paul, Wofford. Starting five for Coach Jared Patterson and the Salem Tigers. Again, the Tigers coming in 14-7 on the season, 3-0. A perfect 3-0 record in the South Central Association. Bears at 13-9 on the season, 2-1 in conference play. Colby James matching up with Braden Gapsch tonight, who is a prolific scorer for the Salem Tigers. That should be a good matchup. Friga will jump for the Bears against Sapaw. Sapaw, not the tallest kid on the floor, but he's going to jump for Salem. And he's got a good vertical. Knocks it into the backcourt. And the Tigers will have possession as we are underway from Dent County. Tigers working to the right side for Gapsch. Throws it down to the block. Right block shot up. Rims out. Rebound tipped. And they're going to get an over-the-back call on Wofford. The 6'5 sophomore, Katie, that's exactly what the Tigers wanted to do first, get it to the hands of their big guy and let him go to work, but he picked up a foul.
Yeah, Friga did a good job guarding him and getting him behind him on that rebound.
Blocking out, that'll get the fouls if you can do that on the post. Bears with the ball, no score. They'll work it around to the left side for Brady James. To the logo, Colby had the shot, didn't take it up top. Instead, he'll dribble, gets to the free throw line, pull-up jumper with two guys on him, no good off the back of the rim. Tigers with the rebound. Thomas clears the board, and they clear it ahead to Gapsch. Back to Thomas. Wofford, left side for Connor. Up top, Gapsch has an open three, missed it short. Rebound comes out to Brady James. Brady gets held a little bit. No whistle. Caden Lee with a step back three, missed it. Rebound underneath by Stapoff. Everybody's 0-4 to start this one. Wofford to the block, to the basket, loses it, gets it back on the baseline, puts it up and in. Eli Wofford puts the Tigers on the board, and it's 2-0 Salem. Colby walks it across midcourt. Picked up by Thomas. Gets it to Lee, left side. Little floater goes in. Nice assist from Brady James. Lee with the finish, and we're tied at 2. Tigers into the front court. Go right side to Thomas. Now left wing. Thomas up top. Connors, right side, takes the screen. Brady James falls down. That's the ooh you hear from the Salem student section. They get it left blocked, juggled the ball, gets it back, swings it right side for Connors. Connors at the free throw line, shuffles it back to Thomas. Fadeaway jumper in the paint, won't go. Rebound tipped out to Brady James, and the Bears bring it back the other way, looking for a lead. Colby to the block. Fadeaway jumper rims out. Ooh, that's
a hand in his face on that one.
Colby makes that most of the time. Tigers, Wofford on the block over Friga, missed it, and Grady gets the rebound. Tough miss from Wofford there. Bears again with a chance to take the lead. Brady into the corner. Baseline. Back to Brady James. Brady, big jump stop in the paint, off balance runner, won't go. Rebound tipped, and Salem's got it. Shooting percentages are awful to start the game for both teams. Into the front court. Thomas wants a three. Missed it. Rebound tips. Friga tips it out and controls it and gets it ahead to Colby. Bounces it to Thompson. Back to Colby, but Colby had already cut and it goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears. And
rare turnover.
Yes, it is. And just kind of some sloppy play from both teams here in the first quarter. 5:14 to go, first quarter. 2-2 is our score. Gapsch gets into the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound underneath. Put up. No. And Friga gets the rebound.
Friga doing a good job on his rebounding tonight.
As Thompson lays it up and in. Colby James feeds Brody Thompson, and the Bears have their first lead of the night at 4-2. Lincoln Thomas has it tipped away, but back to get it is Connors. He'll bring it to the top of the key. Connors with his left moves it over left side. And that gets it back. Here comes a three from Wofford. He buries it. Eli Wofford, the 6'5 sophomore.
Not who you expect to be shooting that three.
He can shoot over people and maybe something to watch. It looks pretty good. Caden Lee to Brady James. Wants a three up top. Rims out. Good look. Couldn't connect. Tigers Move it quickly down the floor. Across midcourt. Gaps to the right side. Pull back. Three. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Put up and in. That was way too easy for Stapaw. And the Tigers on a 5-0 run. Lead it 7-4. Halfway through the first quarter. Colby across the timeline. Colby has it poked away. Back to get it. They'll bring it to the right side. Big jump stop. Off balance shot. There's a foul on the Tigers. Colby knew that that foul was probably coming, so he threw the ball up, hoping to get a whistle, and he did.
Call that on Gaps. His first.
So Gaps and Wofford both with fouls now, and those are two critical guys to the Tiger offense. Colby James will shoot a couple of free throws here. First one is good. Ryan Cunningham, 5'8 junior, comes in replacing Tyson Connors in the Tiger offense. Odd senior night lineup. Typically, you see seniors starting on senior night, but they did not do that.
Yeah, sophomore and juniors.
Had too many for them all to start, so just went with their traditional starting lineup. Colby makes both, and it's a one-point game. Salem with a lead, 3:45 to go first quarter. Thomas to the top of the key, picks up the dribble. He'll bounce it right side. Wofford in the paint, pushes one up against Friggin. They'll get Grady for a late whistle. And I don't know. Didn't see a ton of contact from Friggin. Looked like he was just doing a good job.
Yeah.
Coach Forrest is going to have a little chat about that one.
Yeah, I think we're straight at. So.
Wofford battles. Got the foul call. We'll see if he can make his free throws. First one is good. First team foul on the Bears tonight. Wofford's second free throw is good. 9-6. Salem back in front by three. Low scoring, tight first quarter here from Salem. Lee dishes to Brady James. Over to Thompson. Thompson backs it back to Colby in front of the Salem bench. Pull up three, Barry. Wow. Well guarded. There was nothing more Salem could have done there. They had a guy in his face. Here comes Salem on the other end. Cunningham wants a three. Won't go. Rebound tip. Brady James saves it off of the Tiger. Did a great job. Oh, no. They're going to give that to Salem.
They said Brady was out of bounds when he tried to save it.
Maybe.
We have a pretty good view up here.
We do. We're kind of perched at the nest here in Salem. Had to climb a ladder to get to our broadcast booth. Here's Gaps on the baseline. Missed it. And Brady James clears the rebound. Lee down the floor. Frigga wide open. He does a pump fake. Puts it up and in. Waited. Thought there might be a whistle. Didn't get the whistle. But he got the basket. And Willow back in front for the first time in a while. Lead it 11-9. Wofford on the right side. Goes to work on Frigga. Gets to the block to the basket. Puts it up and in.
That's who you need to watch.
Yeah. That's what Salem is wanting to do. They want to get Wofford involved in the block.
They're sophomore.
Colby blows past the defender high off the glass. Puts it up and in. But the Bears have a Colby James, and he can create about any time. 13-11. Willow back in front. Wofford left side. Fakes the three. Dribbles in. Picks up the dribble. Flips it back to Cunningham. Thomas from the left side. He'll bounce it to the free throw line for Stapaw. Dribbles in. Tips it back to Gaps. Works it over left side. Thomas spins off Brady James at the free throw line, and he double dribbles and carries the ball. Yeah. Turnover on the Tigers with 2 minutes to go first quarter. Holt McGinnis checks in for Willow. Gives Frigga a breather. Wofford will come out for Salem. Mitch Patterson has really centered the offense around Wofford here in the first quarter, but they're going to have to go to somebody else now. Colby into the front court. Bears leading by two. Caden Lee drives in the paint. Off-balance shot. Ooh, won't quite go, but he does pick up the foul. And Caden Lee will go shoot a couple of free throws.
Caden Lee struggled with his free throws against Bear, so hopefully he'll kind of figure that out this game.
Bears 2-for-2 so far from the line. Lee's first one is good.
The foul was on Gaps, and he'll pick up his second foul.
And he'll have to go to the bench. So two fouls on their leading scorer here in the first quarter. Second free throw, no good. Thompson, though, with the rebound. Brody goes up with it, gets blocked. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Salem, I think. Should be Willow Ball. Minute 48 to go, first quarter. Willow leading 14-11. Colby will trigger the inbound. Gives it to Thompson in the corner. To Lee. Lee tries to go back to Colby, but it's knocked out of bounds into the Salem bench by Thomas, and Willow will try it again. They'll inbound to the side of Salem's head coach. Lob it into the backcourt. Colby James to the free throw line. Pull up jumper off balance. Won't go. McGinnis, though, with the rebound. Forces one up and in. Holt McGinnis with the offensive putback. And the Bears up by five. It's their biggest lead of the night. Thomas into the front court. For the logo. Spins off of Lee. Dribbles to the right side. Colby picks him up. They'll throw it to the free throw line for Connors. Up top, Thomas. Drives. Nobody's there. Blocked, though, from behind by Colby James. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Here are the Salem people saying that was a foul. Inbound to the Tigers. Juggle it. Saypaw to the block. The basket no good. Okay. Rebound tipped out for three. Connors won't go. Rebound Saypaw no good. Rebound Salem. Slips into the backcourt, picked up by Saypaw. He'll clear it over to Cunningham, launches a three, falling down, no good. No whistles in any of that, and the Bears have the ball. Crowd getting a little restless. Colby to the block, fadeaway jumper, good. Bears go up by seven with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Salem's primary offensive threats are on the bench. Thomas to the right side. Flips it, top of the key, Connors. Over his options. Gives it to Saypaw. Saypaw to the free throw line, drives to the block, blocked by Thompson and fouled. That one,
yeah,
I'll agree with.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He was falling
in contact. Not a bad foul, though, really, by Brody, because Saypaw definitely had a step on him and was going to the basket for an easy layup.
Might as well make him earn it.
Saypaw will shoot two. First one's no good. The James brothers, Lee, McGinnis, Thompson, five on the floor for the Bears with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second free throw, no good. Saypaw misses them both. McGinnis with the rebound. And the Bears will play for the last shot of the quarter. A strong first quarter. It was a shaky start, but the Bears looking to end with some momentum. Leading by seven with 7 seconds. Colby. Jumper, left side, got it. Easy as that. With four, with three, Salem will fire one up from half court. No good. And after a quarter here in Salem, Willow leads the Tigers 20-11. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Salem, the Bears with a 20-11 lead after one quarter. And stadium basketball, you can really make it simple. And if you shoot the ball, it needs to go through the hoop, right?
Yeah.
And shooting percentage tells the whole story.
The Bears have shot 8 out of 17 for a 47%. Salem shot 24 baskets and only made 4 of them. For a 17% shooting percentage, and that just tells the whole story
there's your lead for the Bears. Bears are making half their shots. Salem struggling at 17%. Bears with a block. Colby, jumper, good. The safe jumper is really a floater for Colby. He's having a big first half, and Willow has doubled up Salem now, 22-11. Tigers, Katie was talking about, just having a hard time buying a basket. And they've had some inside shots. These have not been outside shots, really. Saipal gets inside, pushes one up, no good, but he's fouled. And Saipal will go back to the line where he missed two free throws just a minute ago.
I think they're going to get that on Birdie Thompson. No, they're going to get it on Holt McGinnis. That's his first.
James Dean getting ready to check in after this free throw attempt from Saipal, and it's good. Dean will come in for Thompson. Coach Forrest has kind of found a nice rhythm with his substitutions.
Seems to be working well.
Found the right combination. Second free throw is good. Boy, it took a high bounce.
Saipal missed them both last time, but made them both this time.
22-13, Willow. 7:15 to go first half in Salem. SCA matchup between the Bears and the Tigers. Jaden Lee, top of the key, gives it to Dean. Fires into the corner for McGinnis. Bears quick passes around the horn. They'll get it to Brady James. Brady leaves it for Colby on the baseline. Colby, a little floater, won't go this time. Rebound, foul coming on James Dean.
He's going up for the rebound and just fell hard down on
nothing
him.
Nothing really he could do about that. He helps his opponent to his feet and trots back to the other end. Second team foul on the Bears this quarter.
A quick team foul.
Yeah, really. Bears have not committed many in the first half until the second quarter. Behind the back pass by the Tigers, really kind of unnecessary, but Cunningham catches it at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. He'll fire it inside. There's Wofford to the block to the basket. Layup is good. And we talked about it on the break as Wofford nearly comes up with a steal on the inbound. That's the guy that scares me for the Tigers. He sat for the last few minutes of the quarter, but he's back now and making a difference for the Tigers. Salem on a 4-0 run. They've cut it to a 7-point game as Colby James brings it across the timeline. Colby to McGinnis on the left side. Back to Colby up top. Zone defense for the Tigers. Colby in front of the Salem bench. He'll take a dribble, lob it over, right side for Lee, into the corner for McGinnis. Back to Colby. Salem has decided to pack it in tight on that zone. Here's Brady James, a long three. It's an air ball into the hands of Saipal. And back come the Tigers on a 4-0 run, looking for more. Bears led by 11 a moment ago. Saipal in the corner, working on James Dean. He's going to try to take him one-on-one. Goes to the basket, puts it up, missed it, but he's fouled. Saipal getting to the free throw line, and James Dean picking up his second foul.
Saipal's 2-for-4 at the free throw line.
First one is no good. A little short. Frigga back into the game. Hasn't seen him in a while. Replacing James Dean. I think Coach Forrest probably would have liked to have Dean in the lineup a little longer than that. But with those two fouls, big move's got to sit. Second free throw rims out. Frigga's there for the rebound. So no harm on that possession for the Bears. Brady James on the right side. Brady crosses over, gets to the block. Floater goes in. Brady James for the two breaks a small Salem run and puts the Bears back in front by 9. Tigers quickly to the baseline. Too easy. Shot up and in. Tyson Connors. Nobody stepped in front of him, Katie.
No, they were all behind him.
Tigers finding their offensive rhythm a little bit here in the second quarter. 7-point lead for the Bears. Brady James on the right side. Inside out. Give it to Grady Frigga. Shovel pass and Grady probably should have just taken the shot there, but Lee lost it on the baseline. He had the open shot, tried to give it up to his teammate, and Lee lost it out of bounds.
Wasn't expecting it.
Tigers have the ball, and Gapsch back in for Cunningham. Gapsch has two fouls, so Coach Patterson rolling the dice here a little bit and seeing an opportunity to make a run here. 7-point lead for the Bears with 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Thomas brings it across midcourt, crosses it over. Looks underneath. He'll give it to Gapsch. Up top to Wofford. Wofford to the block, to the basket, puts it up and in. Wofford's just taking the Bears one-on-one.
Yeah, he just barrels through.
Yeah. Makes it a five-point game. Colby up top, behind his back, takes the screen. Lee for three in the corner, missed it short. Rebound Gash. Momentum has swung the way of the Blue Tigers. Stapaw in the paint, dishes out, top of the key. Gash drives, kicks it. Three-pointer by Thomas, missed it. Hard off the back of the rim. Brady James on a break. He's got two white jerseys in front of him. Stood up, needs to do something with it. Gets tied up, and it's taken away.
Nobody came to help him at all.
Salem with a straight steal. Gaps the other way. Right block shot up. No good. Rebound tipped again off of the Tigers out of bounds. It'll go to the Bears. Whew, that was sloppy, Katie.
Yeah. If you're not keeping up, don't worry. We're really not here.
Nothing really changed there. But both teams sloppy with the basketball. After all of that, 24-19, Willow is only, they scored 20 points in the first quarter. They scored four in the second.
Something has changed, and
the Salem defense has gotten better. The Bears have not been able to take the shots they want, and shots
they
are.
They were in a man first quarter, and they switched now to defense or to zone defense.
Brady James open underneath, good passing by the Bears. Found BJ open underneath the basket.
Bob was going to break it.
26-19, Bears back in front by seven. Gaps hands off to Thomas. Thomas to the free throw line, lobs it underneath to Stapaw on the baseline, puts it up and in. Tigers have got their inside game working as they try to battle back. Bears led by as many as 11. It's a five-point game right now. Colby, big jump stop to the block, to the basket, misses it. Rebound tip. Colby has it, but he steps on the out-of-bounds line, and the Tigers will take it.
Good effort.
Oh, strong effort by Colby just to didn't quite stay with it long enough. 5-point lead for the Bears. 3:15 to go in the half. Tigers can make it a one-possession game, but a timeout by Coach Patterson and Salem. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Salem, Willow with a 26-21 lead, but the Salem Tigers have outscored the Bears 10-6 in the second quarter. Tigers with the ball, looking to end the half with some momentum. Bears have led by as many as 11. After the timeout, Coach Patterson. Salem's got the ball. Wofford on the left side. Work it up to Thomas. Thomas picked up by Thompson. Spins in the paint. Flips it out to Wofford. Wofford one-on-one with Friga. Takes him to the block. The basket puts it up and in. Man, Wofford is
right over him. Yeah.
One-on-one. The 6'5 sophomore for the Blue Tigers. Colby up top. Shades it right side to Brady James in the corner. Brady pulls back for three. Got it. Big three.
We needed that
Brady
bad.
Brady James gives Willow some momentum back. 29-23, 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is no good by Gaps. Rebound by Wofford. Put it up and in. Wofford wearing the Bears out. 29-25. Colby into the front court. Backpedal to the logo. He'll take a screen, lob it to Brady, back to Colby. Pull up, jumper, missed it, and it's all white jerseys for the rebound. Salem back the other direction. Lincoln Thomas at the logo. They'll be looking at Wofford at this point. He's in pretty much automatic.
Yeah.
As the Tigers' shooting percentage is going way up here in the second quarter. Here's Gaps, open three, got it. They left him open. Gaps made them pay, and it's a one-point game with 90 seconds to go in the half. Tale of two quarters. It's all Willow in the first, with Salem dominating the second quarter. Colby to Lee, open three, got it.
Big three by Lee there.
The sophomore with a three. Salem will try to answer. Thomas picks up a dribble. Gives it to Sapov. Worked it back outside for Ragsdale. Here comes Wofford in the corner. Open three. Missed it. Rebound. Ragsdale for the Tigers. Turn around in the paint. Put it up and in. Tigers make it a two-point game with a minute to go in the half. 32-30 is the Willow lead. Colby pulls it out to midcourt. We'll see if Salem wants to let Willow run the rest of his clock down. I think Coach Forrester would just like to get to the locker room and talk about attacking the zone, because the zone is, once Salem switched to the zone, the Bear offense dried up. Half the points in the second quarter that they had in the second. A little more, but close. 30 seconds now. Now Salem comes out to guard a little bit. Colby and Brady will play catch. And they get Thompson involved. Brady with 15. Colby now with the logo. Colby with 10. Thompson in the corner with 8. Thompson picks up the dribble. Back to Colby with 5. Colby, off-balance jumper in the paint. Won't go. Rebound Salem. That's the end of the first half. After a half in Salem, Willow leads the Tigers 32-30. We'll come back with your halftime stats. Megan is with us, so you'll have your advance halftime stats tonight. We'll also take a look at the rest of the season as far as the Willow Springs Bear and Lady Bear basketball goes, coming up after the break. Back in three, Bears lead by 2 at the half. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Yeah.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Salem, it was the tale of two quarters here from Salem. We're at halftime, and it's almost a draw between these two teams. Willow with a slim 32-30 lead. The Bears led 20-11 at the end of the first quarter. They got that up to an 11-point lead before Salem came roaring back. Tigers outscored the Bears 19-12 in that second quarter. So we played pretty much to a draw through the first half as the Bears really won the first quarter. Salem wins the second, and we'll see what happens the rest of the way. Megan's along taking stats, and Katie's going to run down that stat sheet for us.
Scoring percentages for the Willow Bears. We dropped 2% on our shooting percentages, but we only made 5 shots out of the 11 that we shot. So I think we just need to shoot the ball more.
Right.
We didn't have as many opportunities as we had that first quarter. So we finished off the half with a 46% shooting percentage. So better than what we've seen from the Bears in the past. So Salem Tigers had their second quarter were shooting a 57% compared to the 17% that they were shooting the first quarter. And they finished the half off with a 32%.
I think something important to point out, though, is Salem got 10 more shots than the Bears do. 38 shots for Salem, only 28 for the Bears. So back to your point of
we're going to shoot the ball. Salem out rebounded the Bears 16-12 as expected. I mean, Salem's got a bunch bigger team than we do.
Yeah.
So honestly, that's not too bad. Salem has only turned the ball over once. The Willow Bears have turned the ball over 3 times. So not too many turnovers for either team, really.
No, and I would expect the Bears to be able to turn the Tigers over a little bit more. That's kind of the Bears' MO this year, but that's something I think Coach Forrest will probably be addressing, seeing like we got to get more intensity on defense and go out.
Because you're not calling too many fouls.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Leading scorer for the Bears was Colby James with 13. Brady James had 7. Caden Lee had 6. McGinnis had 2. Frigga had 2. And Thompson had 2. Leading scorer for the Tigers, Wofford had 17 points. Saipaw had 6. Gaps had 3. And Ragsdale and Connors both had 2 apiece.
Wofford is the guy the Bears have got to contain. He is he was near automatic in that second quarter, and really he's primarily responsible for that big shooting percentage that they had and really getting them back in this game.
Yeah.
So Coach Forrest is going to have to figure out some way to keep Wofford contained. But then if you do that, they've got their outside guys that can start bombing threes.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with that, too. But definitely
it'll be interesting to see what Coach Forrest comes up with.
So, again, halftime, 32-30, Willow with the lead. Our next action for you will be Friday night as the Bears travel to Ava for the third time this season. The Bears and Bears will play. This time it's in Douglas County. Willow won the first meeting. That was in Strafford, which seems like an eternity ago. That was the first tournament of the season. The Bears won that one. The Bears lost to Ava in the Sparta tournament. So
yeah, that's when we had a kind of our dry streak there.
Yeah, the Bears were not playing that tournament, except for the last game against Galena. But that'll be the rubber match between Willow and Ava on Friday night, and another big conference game for the Bears. Tuesday, the Bears will be home to take on the Mountain Grove Panthers. And the Panthers don't really have a great record, but that's a scary team because they are loaded with athletes. They're all quick. They're deep. And that's another team that that scares me. And then the Bears will finish off the regular season next Friday at home against the Kabul Bulldogs. Lady Bears have one game this week, and that is Thursday night at home against the Alton Comets. So you're running out of opportunities to watch Chloe Jones and the rest of those seniors play. Lady Bears are loaded with seniors that want to get out and cheer on the Lady Bears this week. And I think they have 2 home games as well next week. So lots,
senior night,
lots
I
of
think
basketball next week in Willow. So definitely make plans to attend that, and then we'll be talking about the district tournament in no time. Both teams back out, and Willow is back to their pregame warm-ups as they get ready for the third quarter. We'll come back for the third quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Crowd is jacked up. We've got the Salem fight song happening. They've got a good pep band here in Salem. They've played some Avengers music, some 25 or 6 to 4, and now we've got the fight song blasting, and a lot of people here. Senior night at Salem, and that's brought a lot of folks out. Their student section is packed, and they've been on their feet the entire time. So good atmosphere in Salem and one of the older gyms in the SCA, but this is they make it a hostile environment. It's tough to come up here and get a win. And I know I would be remiss, and Larry is not here. He would definitely mention if he was here that Stan and the Salem radio crew just across the way is one of the – they've always been incredibly hospitable to the Spencers as we've been here many, many years, and we appreciate Stan and what folks at Salem do. And there's Melvin down there as well, longtime high school sports fan. You probably run across Melvin, either officiating a basketball game, umpiring a softball game. He kind of does it all, and he's a lot of fun. He's very good, but also doesn't take it too seriously where he's out there talking to the players most of the time. Melvin's going to give the ball to Salem, and we're underway in the third quarter with the Bears leading the Tigers 32-30. All starters back in there. Bears trap the Tigers. They get it to Safaw. Fires it to Thomas. Back to Safaw at the free throw line. Gets the block over Fregan. No good. Grady's got the rebound. Needs a little help. Lee comes back to get it. And the Bears look to strike quickly here in the third quarter. Lee takes the pass to Colby. Instead, he'll dribble it to the right side. Hand it off to Thompson. Thompson now gives it to Colby. Free throw line. Jumper off balance. Won't go. Rebound comes out long. Right back to him. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. So a couple of quick misses from Colby. Bears on the other end. Brady James probably got away with a foul there.
He's trying to intercept the ball.
Definitely some contact, but no whistle. Tigers looking inside. That's where they want to go. They'll dish it out. Wofford fakes the three, and he'll spin it back to Thomas. And the Tigers will reset. Thomas hands it off left side to Connors. Gapsch on the right wing. Takes the screen. In the paint. Floater goes in. We're tied. 32-all. 6:40 to go in third quarter. It's been a game of runs and momentum. The Bears had control of this game in the first quarter. Salem dominating quarter number two. Salem going to stick in that zone defense. It worked really well for him in the second quarter. Lee at the free throw line, bumped from behind, but no whistle. They'll give it to Brady James. Swings it cross court to Thompson. Thompson in the paint. Dishes out. Lee open three. Got it. Caden Lee. Big three for the Bears. Willow in front by three. Thomas at the free throw line has it tipped, but he's quick to get it back, and he'll give it to Gatch. Gatch takes the screen, spots for three in the tie, no good. Rebound tip, Lee comes away with it. Jaden Lee runs it into the front court. Give it to Brady James. Pull-up jumper from the baseline, won't go. Rebound, Tigers. Saipaw with the rebound. Gatch across the timeline, takes the screen to the right side, pitches it to the baseline, reverse layup is good. Connors with the basket, the one-point lead for the Bears. Colby, little hand check from Gatch, works it over right side into the corner for Thompson. Thompson will take a three, got it. Brody picks his spot, but when he shoots it, he's fairly high percentage, just doesn't take a lot of them, but when he's confident, he'll take it. That puts the Bears up by four. Wofford for the Tigers. Gatch on the left side. Lob it into Saipaw. Left block. Way too easy.
Lee just kind of gave up on him, it looks like. I don't know.
Easy bucket. And it's a two-point game with 5 minutes left to go in third quarter. Solby into the front court. Lob it to Brady James. Has to go off the leg of a Tiger. It's a turnover for the Bears. Gatch the other way. Up, no good. Friga had the rebound. It's loose on the ground, and that's a tie-up. Possession arrow will go to the Bears. 4:36 to go in the half. Bears clinging to a two-point lead, and this should be a tie game. Gaps, no reason to miss that shot.
Lee was playing good defense on him. I'll give him that.
Colby at the logo. Takes a breath. Gets the screen to the right side. Give it to Lee. Back to Colby. Colby, big jump stop. Tries to dish. It's tipped. Loose. Picked up by Salem. Tigers want to run with it. Behind the back, Connors. Working on Brady James. Gives it up to Thomas. Thomas in the paint. Makes a nice move. One-handed shot. Goes
down. Just kind of flung it up there and it went in.
Nothing but net. We're tied at 38. Halfway through the third. Jaden Lee thought about the three, didn't take it. Now he'll pull the trigger, top of the key. No good off the back of the rim. Brady James with the rebound. Brady puts it off the glass and in.
Nice move.
Smooth by the junior. Bears back in front by two. 3:40 to play in the third. Gatch takes the screen up top. Underneath the safe ball, put it up. Blocked from behind by Brady James and fouled. And safe ball will go to the line. Shooting two, and as good as the Tigers have been in the paint this game, I don't really mind the foul. And but
yeah,
the line.
Yeah,
like I'd rather that than an easy shot.
Just like
there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
Gap or Saipaw rather misses his first free throw. He's 2 for 7 tonight from the line. So Coach Forrest put a star by that name. That's a guy you may want to foul later on. Second free throw, no good. Thompson with the rebound. So absolutely. That's the right thing to do is put him on the line. Colby, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound tip. Salem's got it. Colby's cooled off a little bit here in the second half. Here is Saipaw. Wild shot. Won't go. Rebound tip. Colby's got it. Trip. And Friga saves it into the backcourt right to Wofford. He lays it up and in.
Friga just kind of threw it behind him, hoping that Colby was back there, but
he wasn't.
No.
Wofford was. And we're tied 40-40. 3 minutes to go in the third. Brady James in the corner. Lob it over to Thompson. Thompson for Lee. Jaden Lee drives baseline. Dishes it back out to Brady James. Free throw line jumper is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Salem. They lose it out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was off Lee. Ooh, I don't know about that, Melvin. That'll be Salem ball. McGinnis checks in for Friga. 2:43 to play third quarter. After two dominant quarters by each team in the first half, the third quarter has been just kind of back and forth here. 40-40. Wofford going to drive. Baseline to the block. Layup is missed. Wow.
Oh.
Bears catch a break there. Wofford should not have missed that shot. Colby up top. Works it into the corner for Thompson. He'll lob it back to Lee. Lee checks right, goes left. Thompson bounces it to McGinnis, who is sandwiched, has it tipped, gets it back on the floor, and a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Willow, is what the arrow says. Yeah, they didn't change it. It'll go to the Tigers. Thought that was all right. Wofford's going to come out. That's a relief.
Better team to take advantage of that.
2:14 to go third quarter. Officials are going to talk about this dead ball, but I think they got it right. Possession should be going to the Tigers. I just don't think they switched it after that last jump. But they're going to go consult with the scorer's table and make sure everything's correct. 40-40. And we may be in for our third straight close.
Bears
tight.
Seem to catch a break with their
game. Yeah, it's been a stretch, and that's the SCA this year. There's some good teams in this conference. Tigers with the ball, a chance to get the lead for the first time in a long time. Saipaw at the free throw line gets to the block, tied up and fouled by McGinnis. They'll go to the line shooting two.
McGinnis didn't do much, I don't think. I think he just kind of.
Some theatrics
there.
To get to the line.
Yeah.
He'll shoot two. First one is good. There you go. Saipaw has struggled from the line. Knocked the first one down. Give Salem a lead. 41-40. Second free throw is good. Looked better that time. 2-for-2. 2-point lead for the Tigers. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Colby James. Tigers done a good job on Colby. And now another turnover by the Bears. Tigers want to run with it. Get it ahead to Connors. Lays it up and in. Salem goes up by four.
Colby made a few of those bounce passes that just haven't gone where he wanted them to go.
We'll check the turnover stat at the end of the quarter, but Bears has just made some uncharacteristic turnovers. Colby up top. Crosses it over. Lobs it to Brady in the corner. Bounces it to Thompson. Thompson to Lee. Open three. Got it. Caden Lee has been huge for the Bears tonight. There's another big three. It's a one-point game, and it quieted this raucous Salem crowd down a little bit. Saipaw standing at the top of the key. He's going to take Thompson one-on-one, and he travels. Oh, Brody slides into the mat.
Hits it hard.
That's why you got a mat there. He's fine. He hops back up. Megan is mouthing something. That's his
second
turnover. Okay, by Saipaw. We got it. I'm not very good at reading lips.
We have seven turnovers.
That is a high number for the Bears.
Yeah, we're very unlike us. We usually are really good at taking care of the ball.
The Bears under five for a game.
Yeah.
That's pretty common, and already it's seven tonight. Colby James, long three from the sideline, missed it.
He looked like he was completely set.
All the way down the floor to Wofford, lays it up, missed it. McGinnis has the rebound. Give it to Brady James. Wofford looked like he was in between wanting to dunk that and lay it in. Colby will take a long three, and he buries it. I don't know that that's the shot Coach Forrest wants, but it's the shot he got.
Yeah.
And it's 36-44. Bears with a two-point lead. Shot up and good. Wild shot by Gap. On the other end, 46-46, 20 seconds to go in the third. Coach Forrest puts the stop sign up and says slow down. We'll take the last shot of the
third.
There's
10 seconds left.
Colby with eight. To the left side, Colby. To Brady in the corner with five. Brady, kick it out to Lee. Three ball. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Salem. And we will go to the fourth quarter tied at 46. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back for the fourth quarter. Tied at 46 in Salem. Back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
We are ready for quarter number 4 in Salem, and you've enjoyed Bear basketball the last week. You've known the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and we'll see what the fourth quarter brings here in Salem with the two teams tied at 46.
With the shooting percentages, the Bears have kind of tanked in the third quarter. They were shooting 39%, and the Tigers shot 50% in the third quarter.
Tigers are getting to the baseline, and they're getting high percentage shots, and that's really been the key for the Tigers.
Not really the prettiest shots.
No.
But they go down somehow.
Sticking in the 3-2 zone. A steal. Just a straight steal by Connors off Lee, but then Lee comes back to steal it right back. Ahead to Brady James. Brady in the paint. Floater goes down. Credit Caden Lee. He got his pocket pick, but he went all the way back and stole it right back. And the Bears back in front. And now Brady James with the steal. Ahead to Colby. Colby one-on-one. Fouled. Late whistle. The Walker can't believe it. Neither can the Salem crowd. And I can understand the frustration, but I do think there was. He was not set. He was moving.
Yeah.
If he'd been set, I think, yes, it's a no call. But he did move his feet, and there was definitely contact.
Colby doesn't usually just fall.
No.
He'll put a shot up. A difficult shot up and not fall. So.
He had no chance at the basket, and he knew that. He was going in to try to create the foul, and he got the call. That's the second on Wofford. And Colby will beat the line shooting a couple of free throws, a chance to put the Bears back in front by 2 possessions if he can make them both. Lots of time, 7:23 left to go in the ballgame. First one is short. Colby's has been a hair off in the second half. Had a good first half. Second free throw is good. 49-46 is the Bear lead. Thomas brings it into the front court for the Tigers. Shades to the right side. Fakes the three. Dishes it up to Stapaw. His pass tips but controlled into the corner for Thomas. Gapsch. Thomas. There's the switch to a 2-1-2 zone, giving Salem a different look here in the fourth quarter. Connors to the right side, picks up his dribble. They'll lob it into the corner. There's Wofford. Got to be careful with him. Cross-court pass over to Thomas. And you can tell, Katie, Salem doesn't quite know what to do with that.
Yeah, they're trying to adjust and work it around.
Wofford in the corner. Thomas up top there. They free Gapsch for an open three. Got it. Well, they took their time, figured out what they wanted to do. That's exactly what they wanted.
Pacers paid off there.
Gaps with an open three, and we're tied again at 49. 6.5 minutes to play. Colby at the logo. He'll hand it to Lee. Lee looks back, then throws it over to Brady James. Brady bounces it to Lee on the sideline. Lee has it poked away. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Bears. The Salem team is a good team. They really are.
Very athletic.
14-7. They're big. They're athletic. And they've given the Bears some problems tonight. Willow led by 11 in the first half, but the Tigers came right back. Lee to McGinnis to Thompson. Back to Holt. Out to the right side for Lee. Back to Thompson, under 6 minutes to play. Colby works it over to Lee on the right side. Bounces it to Brady James in the paint. His floater is blocked, but he gets it back. Brady has a block again, out of bounds this time. It'll stay with the Bears, and that just kind of shows you, Katie, the problem this zone has become. Even if the Bears can get it in the paint, they can't get a shot.
No. They're too outside in the paint.
Colby will inbound. Lob it out to Lee. Takes it back to Colby. Now he'll hand it to him. Colby, volleyball three. Bang. Big time three for the senior. Needed that, and the Bears back in front by three. And Colby's had to settle for some long-distance threes. And here comes a three by the Tigers. Missed it. Thomas with a miss. Colby with the rebound. Colby a three on two. Tried to feed Lee. It skips out of bounds. Off the Bears. So a turnover.
I don't know.
We didn't have a very good view of that at all, but it'll be a turnover on the Bears. Tigers have it. Trailing by three with 5 minutes left to play. Thomas in the front court. He'll leave it for Sapaw. Gatch back to Thomas. Thomas looking one-on-one with Lee. Free throw line. Jumper is good.
Lee's got to get his hands up.
One-point game. 52-51 Bears. The Bears have went back to a man defense that time. Colby, big jump stop. Shovel past him. McGinnis missed it. Great opportunity, but Holt couldn't connect. Tigers with a chance to take the lead. Connors on the baseline. Can't get a shot off, and he travels. Turnover on Salem. Boy, Tyson Connors had it on the baseline and trying to work for that extra bit of positioning. And now a timeout by Coach Patterson and Salem. 4:35 to play. Willow with a 1-point lead, 52-51. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Salem, Willow leading 52-51. Just about halfway through the fourth quarter. And you talk about matchups a lot in basketball, and the Salem Tigers are not a good matchup for the Bears. They are big and long. And the Bears have not been able to speed them up. You want to get this team, as you were talking in the break, Katie, you want to get them in a fast-paced game, and Willow hasn't been able to do that. And when they have been, they've been committing turnovers, which is just not like the Bears.
Hopefully for these last 4.5 minutes, the Bears can kind of clean this up and put one away here.
Leading by 1, 4.5 minutes to play. Big crowd on a Tuesday night in Salem. Senior night for the Tigers. Bears have the ball after the Salem timeout. Willow has 5 timeouts left. Salem with 3. Brady James left side, open 3. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound Salem. Tigers with a chance to take the lead. Gaps throws it into traffic, and Thompson tips it away for the steal. Brady comes up with it. He'll hand it to Colby, and Colby will walk it down the floor. And there you see what happens if the Bears can speed up Salem.
Yeah.
They make mistakes. Lee takes the screen to the right side. He'll take off, tip it into the corner, get it back to Colby. Colby, big jump stop in the paint. Floater, missed it, rebound tip, and run down in the corner by the Tigers. Tip loose in the paint. Lee to Colby, puts it up. No, but he's fouled. Colby goes down hard on that left arm, but he'll go shoot a couple of free throws.
I think they're going to call that off.
That off.
Yeah, that's on Wofford, and I hope I get his third there. I'd like to get another. Come on in.
Great sophomore player for the Tigers. Free throw by Colby is good. Bears go up by 2. Just another ball game for the Bears where every possession has a lot riding on it. Second free throw rims out, and the Bear lead will stay at 2, 3:45 to play. Thomas across midcourt, dribbles to the left side, picks it up, throws it, and it's kicked by Lee. So the Tigers will take it out of bounds on the baseline. With 3:36 to play, Tigers will probably like to go inside here on this inbound. Thomas looking over his options. He'll clear it into the corner for Connors. Connors goes baseline. Brady James cuts him off. Back to Wofford. Wofford spins, puts it up and in over Thompson. And we're tied at 53. Wofford makes his presence known. Caden Lee at the logo. Left side for James. Brady puts it on the floor. Back to Lee. They've moved Colby off the ball a little bit, trying to free him up for an open shot. Brady and Caden Lee will play catch. Lee hands it to Colby on the sideline. Back pedal towards the logo. Crosses it over, gives it to Thompson. Thompson to Caden Lee. The Bears running clock here and not intending to. Brady James feeds it to Thompson. It goes off of his hands, and it's a steal by the Tigers. They throw it down the court to Stapaw. Flies, makes the catch, and hands it off to Thomas and avoids the turnover.
The ball looks slick. I've seen a lot of players sliding around.
10 turnovers on the Bears tonight. Stapaw has it wide open under the basket. Put it up. Missed the layup. Colby comes away with it. 2-on-1. Colby to the block, to the basket. Lays it up and in. Bears back in front. 55-53. 2:10 to play. I'm rapidly running out. Thomas for three. Got it. Lincoln Thomas, the senior on senior night, gives the Tigers a one-point lead. 56-55. Coach Forrest looks like he would like a timeout. 2-minute warning from Salem. The Blue Tigers with a one-point lead, 56-55. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Salem, where the Tigers lead it 56-55. It was the tale of two quarters in the first half. Willow dominant in the first quarter, led by as many as 11 early in the second quarter, but the Tigers closed that gap. We were at 32-30 at halftime, and then it's been back and forth ever since. And right now, Salem with a slim one-point lead.
There's moments through the game when the Bears seem to find their groove and they seem to lose it again. We just can't seem to keep it controlled.
Lots of turnovers tonight for the Bears, and like we mentioned, just not a great matchup for Willow. But they will try to overcome it here in the last minute 50. Reminder that Gentleman Gems is our sideline sponsor tonight. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gems, sideline sponsor for Bear basketball. Coach Forrest's with the timeout. He's still got four left. So plenty of timeouts down the stretch for the Bears. Salem with three. Bears have the ball. Trailing by one. Colby at the logo. Salem has moved into a man defense. Now they shift back. Lee. Going to drive. Kick it to Brady James. Brady to the right side. Nice dribble. Gives it to McGinnis. Puts it up and he fouls. McGinnis draws the foul. Sandwiched between a couple of Tigers. It was a tough shot by Holt. You knew you probably weren't going to get the shot, hoping for the whistle, and he got it. And now McGinnis with a couple of clutch free throws here with a minute 27 to play. The senior first free throw, good. We are tied 56-56. Holt will try to put the Bears in front. Second one is no good. Rebound, Salem. 56-56, a minute 20 to play. Thomas to the top of the key. Bounce it to Stapaw. Hands it, gives it right back to Thomas. Thomas dribbles in the paint, forces one up and in. Rattles home. Tigers go up 58-56, a minute to play. Colby across midcourt. Coach Forrest has timeout, then he takes one. 1 minute to play. Willow will have the ball. Salem's got the lead, 58-56. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, if you're a Bear fan, you're getting used to these kind of games. Bears down by two with a minute to play, and they'll have the ball after Coach Forrest took the time out there in a really important game as far as the SBA is concerned. Salem 3-0 in the conference. They could afford a loss here and still stay in contention. The Bears lose this, and probably no chance at the SCA. So if the Bears want to continue that dream of at least getting a share of the conference title, you got to find a way to win here in Salem. Bears will have the ball at midcourt, 58.8 on the clock. Both teams with three timeouts left. Lee will inbound to Colby. And here we go.
Do you try to play for the last shot here?
No. Go for a tie or the lead. Preferably quickly, I would say.
Yeah.
Brady to Colby at the logo. Colby drives. Dishes back to Brady. Brady gets in the paint, runs into a Tiger, throws it up. No good. McGinnis with the rebound, puts it up. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Salem. No.
Oh.
And it's Tiger ball. 34 seconds to play. Tigers up by two. And now Willow may have to foul. And they've got a lot to give. Lee trying to get a foul. No whistle. Bears are going to have to foul, and they can't do it. There's finally a foul. 10 seconds ran off the clock, and that's just the first foul of the quarter on the Bears. So they're still going to have to foul four more times, Katie, before we can even get Salem to the line. So the Tigers want to inbound and run around a little bit. Run a little bit of clock. Every little second helps here for the Tigers. And the Bears have got a foul, and Brady hesitated. Let a couple of extra seconds run off the clock. There's a foul on Connor. Nobody really in foul trouble, so if you're the Bears, whoever touches the ball, you foul them. 23.9 on the clock. 2-point lead for Salem. Tigers will look to inbound. Wofford will trigger, and here's a quick foul on Thomas. So there's three. Still got to do it two more times before you can get Salem to the line. And then if you're Willow, you'd like to be picky about it and put somebody like Saipaw at the line. But the Tigers, of course, are going to try to get it to some of their better free throw shooters. Wofford will inbound again. Lob it into the backcourt, and there's a quick foul on Gaps. Couple more seconds still off the clock. We're down to 21 seconds. Now the foul will send the Tigers to the line. Wofford will inbound into the backcourt for Gaps, fouled by Colby with 18.9. And Gaps will go shoot free throws with a chance to give the Tigers a two-possession lead. Clutch free throws for the senior. He's scored over 1,000 points in his career.
Not who we wanted to go to the line.
It's going
to
make him think about it. They're going to take a timeout here with 19 seconds to play. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Salem. 19 seconds left to play. The Bears from Willow are running out of time. Down 58-56. Salem's got a couple of free throws here. And a chance to make this a two-possession game. Still time on the clock, even if he makes both free throws, for the Bears to come down and try to get a quick basket and get another opportunity. But the win percentage is dropping for the Bears. Braden Gapsch, the outstanding scorer for the Tigers at the line, shooting a couple of clutch free throws here in a quiet Salem gym. First one is no good. Off the back of the rim. And now that gives Willow an opening. Grady Friga is going to check in for Thompson. Coach Forrest trying to get a little more rebounding close to the basket. Friga and McGinnis down there under the board. Gapsch, second free throw is good. Takes one of two. It's a three-point lead and a timeout now by Salem. Coach Patterson wants to make sure he sets up the correct defense. And we'll just keep it right here with 18.9 on the clock and Salem leading 59-56. And now, Katie, you have a couple of options. If you're Coach Forrest, do you try to run down really quick and get a quick two? Or do you go for the three and try to get the tie?
I don't know. I feel like with our team, the three might be better. But then if you miss that, it's over. So, yeah, there's no good option.
There is no good option, but I would tend to agree with you that you probably, well, I might take the compromise, and you play for whatever Salem's going to give you here. If you get an opportunity to shoot an open three, you take it. And if not, go drive and try to get a basket, draw a foul. But definitely don't want to panic here through the
barrier. No, no.
19 seconds is
a long time.
It's quite a bit of time. Down by three. Bears trying to send it to overtime with a big bucket here. Colby across midcourt. Takes the screen. Volleyball line.
He got it! With 10 seconds. Brady James with a steal. Gortam down and one! Are you kidding me? Colby James hits a volleyball line three to tie it. Brady steals the inbound. Gets the reverse layup.
And one.
And a foul. He'll be at the line with a chance to make it a three-point Bear lead. Salem's going to call a timeout.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this. Oh, my. 7 seconds to play.
And if you're watching the ESPN win percentage probability, that went from a, like, 98% Salem win to now, like, a 90-some percent Willow win. It's just crazy how that game turned. The Bears went for, we talked about it, take the three.
Yeah.
You've got Colby James. He took a volleyball line three, nothing but net, and then heads up, little brother was right on the spot.
The steal.
Salem was not paying attention to it.
No.
He got the steal, the reverse layup, and drew the foul. So
that's,
all of a sudden, the Bears are in the driver's
seat. The best thing that could have happened.
And you just, we won't say anything yet, but, man, what a wild turn of events in the matter of seconds.
Regardless of how that ends, that was fantastic.
But so 7 seconds, 7.4 on the clock.
Yeah, plenty
Brady
of time.
Brady James needs to make this free throw. You don't make this free throw. Salem's got three-point shooters. They got plenty of time to get down the floor, hit a three, and win this. They will shoot free throws, though, if they get fouled. Brady James, the junior, will go shoot a clutch free throw here for the Bears, trying to effectively have a six-point play here. Brady's free throw in a loud gym is no good. Rebound tip. Salem's got it with 5 seconds. Cunningham puts it off. No, but there is a clock stoppage at 1.5.
With a timeout.
Coach Patterson got a timeout. That was not the guy he wanted taking that shot. As Cunningham is a bench player for the Tigers. So now the officials are going to have to talk about what to do with the time. When was that timeout taken? How much time do we put on the clock? Salem will inbound on their side of the floor, so they will have an opportunity here to set up a good shot.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
they're in a similar situation. Do you go for the tie or do you go for the win? If you've got 1.5, I think you just got to shoot whatever
yeah,
you whatever get.
You can
if they add more time, then you might have some options. And I think they are going to add some time. They will
seconds.
Get it to 3 seconds. Student section like that. 3 seconds on the clock. Willow leading 61-69. And Salem will have one last shot here. There's Forrest talking to Melvin. And for whatever reason, they just put a minute up on the clock for that timeout.
Oh.
So.
I don't know.
You get like a 2 minute timeout here, I guess, if you're Coach Patterson and Salem. They didn't start the timeout clock until they had figured out what to do with the game clock.
Yeah.
So they'll put 3 seconds on the clock. Time for the Tigers to get a good look here. They could try to throw it underneath the basket where they definitely have the height advantage, or they could look for an open three and a win. Colby James with one of the clutch shots of the year. Brother Brady, it was a 5-point swing for the Bears. And now Salem with a chance to send it to overtime or reclaim the win they just about had. And now Coach Forrest is going to take a timeout after he saw what Salem had set up for on offense. He'll take a timeout and set up his defense. We'll take a quick 30-second time away. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Salem, here we go. 3 seconds. Salem's got the ball. Will with a 2-point lead in regulation. Tigers will inbound in front of their big student section on their side of the floor. Slap the ball. Looking, throwing it in to Thomas. Thomas can't get a shot off. Stay paused. The buzzer, no good. Bears win. 61-59 is the final. Willow survives Dent County and gets the victory, I think. Everybody's kind of standing around. That's the ball game, guys. It's over. Willow wins it 61-59 after the heartbreak of last week. Last Tuesday night, you just felt like karma had to come and help the Bears a little bit in this one. And what a shot by Colby James, his brother, with the putback to give the Bears a 2-point victory, 61-59. We'll come back and hopefully talk to Coach Forrest up here in the press box in Salem. And we'll take 2 minutes. You'll listen to that basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Salem, the Bears win in miraculous fashion, talking with Coach Forrest, and we mentioned it after the game, Coach, but after last Tuesday's just unbelievable finish where you thought, how in the world does that even happen? The Salem Tiger fans treated it the same on the weekend tonight, where the Bears... down by three, Colby hits a volleyball line three to tie it, and then nobody saw Brady sneak back there, get the steal and the put back, and the James boys able to take a sure defeat and turn it into a victory. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, what a win. Yeah, it's about time something went a little bit different our way. You know, you got to credit them. They're tough. I knew they were tough, and you come over here, and they got those guys inside, and, I mean, they're just –
it's not a good matchup.
No, it's a bad matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, get down there to the end, that last possession, we were down three, right?
Yeah.
Down three.
Yeah.
And I called timeout, and I had a couple plays, and I said, I'll be honest, I thought they'd foul us. I don't know why they didn't foul us and put us on the line
right.
And not give us that chance. And I'm glad he didn't. And Colby, I called a couple plays, and Colby on the way out of a timeout, he said, if they're not guarding me, I'm pulling it from the volleyball line. That's exactly what he said. And I said, heck, if you're feeling it, let it fly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's – and then, you know, he hit it, which is an unbelievable shot in a clutch situation, big-time shot. And then, you know, we actually – I will give our guys this. We do that a lot. And Caden and Brady do a good job of it. And, you know, that's just natural ability there to immediately go in, guard the inbound. They didn't see him. He caught it and got an N1. I mean, that was awesome. And then – we didn't. Hey, we guarded well on this inbound play. We covered option one and option two, and, you know, they got it inside, and you know, we made them make a tough shot, and they didn't. So, I'm telling you, this is a tough place to play. Their senior night is packed. What an atmosphere. What a great atmosphere. And gosh, it's going to be a great ride home.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great ride home.
Happy bus ride home, right?
If Asher and the girls are listening, Daddy will be happy tonight.
It's a good night.
Yeah. It about went the other way.
Yeah. So close. So close. And, you lose this game. I mean, there goes the FCA.
Yeah.
There goes a lot here in the next couple of days. So just a great win. And now you can – kind of take a breath and enjoy tonight and get ready to go down to another tough place
play Ava
for the third time this year, but you get to play it with some stuff on the line.
You know, I can say about my guys right now, I mean, we get to this end here, we're battle tested.
Yeah.
You know, it has been the last six games have just been battles and mental toughness, and then there's been some heartbreaks.
Yeah.
And kids have to, you know, my kids have answered the call and came right back the next day ready to go, so. I'm pumped up. Man, I feel so much better. I've been on the wrong side of that twice, three times this year. So to get it done, go celebrate with the boys, and let's head back to Howell County. How about that?
Tremendous. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
appreciate
Katie.
It. Coach Forrest coming up to talk to us in the Crow's Nest here at Salem. And what a finish for the Bears. Willow led 20-11 at the end of the first quarter. Salem came back and made it a two-point game at halftime. It was really back and forth in the second half. Salem with that three-point lead with about 10 seconds to go. Colby James with the big three at the volleyball line. And we got a little inside info there that, you know, again, Salem wasn't going to foul, and Colby nailed it. Brady with the putback after the steal, and the Bears come away with a 61-59 victory. Katie's got your final stats.
Quick stats for you. Bears had a 1% better shooting average than Salem did. Bears had a 41%. Salem had a 40%.
That's all they needed.
Yeah. Rebounds. Salem out-rebounded the Bears 24-23. So only one more rebound than the Bears had. So really good job by both teams on rebounding. Bears did have 10 turnovers, which is very unlike the Bears. Salem had 7 turnovers. Lead scorer for the Salem Tigers, Wofford, ended up with 21 points. Gapsch had 11. Saipal had 10. Thomas had 9. Connors had 6. And Ragsdale had 2. Lead scorer for the Bears, Colby James, had 26. Caden Lee had 12. Brady James had 13. Thompson had 5. McGinnis had 3. And Friga had 2.
Great night for the Bears as they survive. Coming to Dent County, win it 61-59. Bears now move to 14-9 on the season, 3-1 in the NCAA. Salem drops to 14-8, 3-1 in the conference. Thanks to Jack, back to studio, doing a great job as always. Megan had your advanced stats tonight. Katie had the color. Larry Spence will be back on Friday. I'm Marty Spence. Bears win. Good night from Salem.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Friga Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.